This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hey, Tony. My name is Jordan. I'm calling from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I've been listening to the show for probably about 5 years now, and I'm a big fan. And I just heard an episode about a guy who watched The Grudge and then started experiencing some paranormal stuff. And I just wanted to share my story because it actually is kind of similar. So my story began, I was about, I think, 13 years old, and I have always been kind of like dark and actually very spiritual, but I've always liked horror movies and creepy stuff. And I was at my grandmother's house, and she was like, "Hey, do you want to watch The Exorcist? Have you ever seen The Exorcist?" And I was like, "Okay, yeah, I like horror movies, so sure, let's go for it." So she put it on, and we were watching it, and I was doing okay for, like, the first half. I was like, I don't know. Actually, I have never finished it. But I got to the part where she walks down the stairs backwards, and I was like, nope, I'm done. So, and which is unusual for me because I would normally watch the whole movie through. But at that point, I was just like, nope, something about this is just not okay with me. So that happened, and sometime after that, I started experiencing like really, really acute anxiety, and it was mostly just at night. And what would happen is that I would try to go to bed, and I would just not be able to sleep for most of the night. I was falling asleep at like 3 or 4 in the morning every night. And I started having really bad nightmares and really gory nightmares. And like in them, sometimes my family would be possessed and like trying to come after me and different things like that. But during the times when I was laying awake in bed at night, I would have this really overwhelming sense of like being watched, and that I could definitely sense like there was some kind of presence up in the top corner of my bedroom, and it felt like it was just really oppressive, and it felt like it was just waiting for me to fall asleep. So I had a really hard time for, I think it was a few months at least, that was going on. And there was even times when like I went to my parents' bedroom too, and I was like, should I knock on the door and wake them up and piss them off? But I think I only did that once. But so, yeah, I was having this really difficult time. And, you know, being the dark kind of kid that I was, I kind of enjoyed the nightmares. I know that sounds weird to say, but some of them were very, like, surreal and almost Alice in Wonderland-like. And they were kind of cool. And I used to draw pictures of the stuff that I saw, and they were kind of interesting. But the no sleep kind of thing was becoming a problem. And my mom was very aware. I was telling her about my anxieties and stuff. And there was one night where I had like a, I guess it would be a panic attack. And I was hanging around in her bedroom, and I just had this crazy panic attack, and I was crying, and I had that overwhelming sense that there was something in the doorway. And I was just like kind of crying and pointing to the doorway, and she was like freaking out because she didn't know what to do. And I don't even remember how that episode ended. But she got freaked out enough at that point to like say that we needed to do something about it. And what she decided was, I forgot to mention, there was a time too that I walked into the garage door when I came home after school, and I saw just a flicker of somebody sitting in the little, my parents had chairs in the garage at the time. And I just caught a glimpse of someone sitting in it, and that glimpse, it looked like they were wearing a like top hat almost, which I thought was weird, and I just kind of blew it off at the time. But yeah, so after that one really bad panic attack, my mom decided that we were going to pray a novena, which is a like a Catholic prayer that is kind of specifically for a purpose, and there's different types of them. And so she had me and my brother come and pray with her, and we had to pray several times for, I think it was like 24 hours, and we had to pray at certain intervals. And we did the novena, and after that, I completely stopped having that anxiety at night. I didn't have any more like panic attacks like that. I don't recall seeing any more flickers of shadows or anything. But I have like continued to have experiences throughout my life. It's not like that completely ended everything. It just ended the oppressive darkness at that time. So I have lots of other stories, but I just wanted to share that because it was similar to the one I just heard. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I really enjoy the podcast and everyone that's involved. And I'm so excited that I finally got to call and share a story with you guys. Good luck to everyone, and have a good evening. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.